You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Don't make a profit, so the hustle, ladies and homies, make money.
Hold out here for a pill, ain't nobody trying to get this money for a real.
I went to find a thing to save my life, so I hustle.
It ain't over for me, no, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go,
money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. I'm your host, Alex. I also go by the Fantasy Football Hustler. It is Monday, April 15th. We are about a week and a half away from the NFL draft starting, so get ready. Today we're going to be talking some football. We're talking CD Lamb. We're talking Devonta Smith. You know we're going to be smoking. If you are watching this on Weed and Whiskey TV, do not forget, if you have a Roku setup, you can now go download Weed and Whiskey TV on your Roku, and you can check out the replays. Let's get it. Shout out to the chat. We got Chase in the chat right now. We got Devo. For those watching this on replay, we are live pretty much every weekday at 9 a.m. West Coast time, 12 noon Eastern. Shout out to the crew. Shout out to Emil. We are broadcasting live on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, aka X. And we are also on Rumble, and we're also on Instagram. So shout out to the peeps out there. First off, let me know what you guys are smoking on. Throw it in the chat. What you guys are smoking on, because we got to kick this off, right?
All right. Fire
them up. I am smoking. They got some. It's called Zlushi. Zlushi, almost like sushi, but with a ZL in front of it. 20% THC rocking from Jasper. Oh, yeah. Picked up at Wallflower in Las Vegas. Where is my liner? There we go. John said, us punching in at 9 o'clock. You already know. The cool thing about this is since we're live, everyone knows we're coming around this time. Sometimes we're on Stoner Standard Time. You know how it goes. All right. Chase is smoking on some Lemon Sickle. Let's go. Devo said, got some slap and tickle. All right. Let's get it. Okay. Now, have you guys already heard? Have you guys heard any news about CD Lamb? So let's smoke this up, and I'll tell you about CD Lamb. Is unhappy the right word to say? I don't know if he would be considered unhappy necessarily, but he said he's not showing up to the voluntary camps based on what he's getting paid right now. He said, hold on, where is it? No, so he said no, and this is coming from Adam Schefter too. Like, this isn't just me seeing some random clickbait articles. This is coming from Adam Schefter. He said he's not showing up to the voluntary camps if he's playing under the fifth year option. He wants those dollar bills, y'all. Let's get it.
Dollar bills, y'all.
He's definitely outplayed his rookie contract. Emil said, rightfully so. Yes, I believe he's set. His fifth year option is 17 mil and some change. It's not too shabby, you know, but come on, man. This guy has well outproduced. He definitely deserves a contract. And then it's funny. Every time you hear like a Cowboys wide receiver being all, you know, pissy or whatever. The Eagles always go and like re-extend some people. So Devonta Smith, he got extended. He got extended. Toyota One in the house. What up? What up? Derek said CD will get paid. I mean, shit, it's either they pay him or he walks, right? I mean, no, he's not going to walk this year, but I mean, come on, pay that man his money. Pay that man his money. And Jaws got something just called The Chronic. All right, let me see. And you know what? I don't see. Where is it? Where is it?
The Chronic.
That Chronic.
The Chronic.
And Northern Lights, AK-47 cross. Nice, nice. And Jaws said, good skunky indica to get me to sleep last night. There we go. There we go. I like it. Yeah, this Zlushi, what I'm smoking on right now. Heavy sativa. So I'm liking it in the morning. Woo. There we go. All right. Now, for everybody who did not get the memo, we have a huge fantasy football best ball tournament that's going down right now. It's $11 per team. The draft process is super, super fun. I mean, we have fast drafts happening pretty much every single day where it's just 1 minute clocks per pick. And those start at 5 p.m. West Coast time pretty much every weekday. Then we also have slow drafts that are filling where you have like 4 hour clocks, you know, and you got some time. So just whatever your schedule is, you're able to get in and join, and you could go join for free now at 420crew.org. You want to go join this. This is our exclusive community. Joining as a free member, you won't get access to everything, but at least you will get all the updates involving the best ball tournament. That's one of the most fun things that we do in the off season. We've already filled up and started drafting in 25 divisions so far, and we've only been going for 2 weeks. We only started this on April 1st, so it is going to be fun. Go join the crew, 420crew.org. I recommend signing up for one of the paid plans, but I get it. If you just want the information about the best ball tournament, go sign up for free. Go sign up for free. Let's smoke more, and then we'll get into Devonta Smith's contract extension. They made sure to not let him even get close to that fifth year. It was because when did he come out in the draft? Was that 2020 or 2021? I cannot remember off the top of my head. Let's see, what was it here? 2021. So yeah, so he's going into his fourth year now, and yeah, they didn't want to have the talks about signing them to the fifth year. They just gave him the extension straight out, right? Let's go see. What were the numbers on that again? Totally forgot. I think it was 50-something of what he got extended. Let's see. Oh, shit. Four-year extension. Four-year extension. What? 90 mil? So pretty much, so he had a fifth year option of 15.5 mil, and then they added 3 years on top of that of 75. So that's what it's all worth. Yeah. So 4 years, technically 4 years, 90, but yeah. Yeah. Nikki, one of those was his fifth year option. Why can't Cowboys do something like that for CD? They're just slacking. That's why. Yeah, they're fucking up. Fucking all the way up. And Nikki said very team friendly for Schmitty to let Philly get that fifth year option in. Didn't have to do that. Yeah. Chase said, Jerry is all in, remember? Man, Jerry's just got problems. he's got problems. He's going to ruin it for everybody. He's already ruined it for everybody. Oh, man. All right. Well, I mean, those were really the two big pieces of news. I'm sure we're going to be on the lookout for more news. But if anyone has any questions, anyone has any other news that is coming in, just make sure you throw it in the chat. And what else do we got going on? And Nikki said, I love Jerry Jones. Well, I'm sure. Are you a Cowboy fan, Nikki? Because I know a lot of Cowboy fans, they have this love-hate relationship with Jerry Jones. I mean, they love the type of things that he's done in the past, but they really, really hate the things that he's doing right now. And Nikki said he's doing a great job. Maybe. Maybe. Let me see. Hold on. I got to be able to find this. Where's this Jerry Jones clip? Dang it. Hopefully I didn't delete it. I might have. Yeah, where the hell? Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, Nikki's an Eagles fan. Oh, shit, but still likes Jerry Jones because he's fucking up. Derek, salute on Twitch. You the man. All right. Check this out real quick, and then I'll read, and then Derek threw some news in the chat there. Hold on. Where is it?
It is a reminder. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't.
Yeah.
And so having said that, I want to meet some glory hole. Yeah.
That's why everybody loves Jerry.
It is a reminder. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. And so I want me some glory holes.
Yes. Yes.
Jerry wants him some glory holes. Oh, man. And yeah, thank you, Derek. Coming up with the DeForest Buckner 2-year contract extension. 2 years, 46 mil. I mean, that's a bag. That's a bag for sure. He earned it. He earned it. He deserves it. He's one of the better DTs in the league. But yeah, Jerry, you know, he's trying to bring back the glory hole days. You know, he's really trying to bring it back. And just got to remind everybody, 420 is this Saturday. I just got a notification that Noble doesn't have a soccer game this Saturday. Super weird, because I was just expecting he was going to have a soccer game this Saturday. But I guess everybody knows in the state where weed's legal, 420, you know, he's got to be smart about this. And we got a handful of things that we're going to be raffling off. One of the things that we're going to be raffling off, see it right there? Signed Ricky Williams, Saints football. Hold on, let me go get it. Signed Ricky Williams, Saints football. Check this out here. I know because of the glare, kind of a little hard to see everything. Inscribed with the 420. Oh, yeah. Signed by Ricky himself. Straight from Pristine Auction. That is one of the pieces that we're raffling off. So one of the ways that you can get entries is by being a paid member at 420crew.org, being a paid subscriber on Twitch, and even being a paid subscriber on Rumble. If anyone signs up on Rumble and signs up to be a recurring, subscriber over there, we're going to give you 50 entries into this, into the raffle that's going down on 420. So that's one of the big items. We also got a flour mill. It's the dopest grinder in the game. That is not a grinder. It's an $80 grinder. It is the shit. You don't want to miss out on that. We also have two bottles from Canoline, 1,000 milligrams. Oh, yeah. We're getting everybody fucked up on 420. So we got a handful of items that we are raffling off. And Derek, he won the flour mill the last time. He said the flour mill is the ish. Hell yeah. If you roll joints, you roll blunts, you got to have one of the best grinders in the game. And it's a mill, but, you know, I just call it a grinder just so everybody understands. Nikki said, ever since NFL got the hard salary cap, Jerry Jones has been useless. Interesting. For sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, and what's crazy is Jerry Jones is one of the people who had the had their hand in, you know, kind of making sure that that hard cap actually existed. And it's because back then, back then, he didn't have as much money as he does now. And now he just doesn't want to spend. I mean, you know, he'll spend some of the money. He's spending some of the money, but it's just, it's a lot different than it was before. I mean, they're paying everyone the bag to try to buy those Super Bowls. And yeah, the hard cap comes into existence. And yeah, the Cowboys, there ain't nothing anymore. Sorry, Cowboy fans. But they got to change it up. All right. Let's smoke more weed. Baby. All right. Let's see. What else do we got? So some new live streams that are going to start coming. We're going to start getting into the gaming aspect of things. I've already got almost my whole setup. I really need to figure out this microphone like part though. I got a whole new mic set so I can be able to plug in. But yeah, one of the things that's really fucking me up right now is playing the sound drops and things like that. I don't know why the sound drop is I don't know why the sound drops aren't working through this new like mic setup that I got. We're gonna figure this out though. We're gonna figure this out because yeah, we're gonna start streaming. And start getting some Madden gaming going. I haven't played Madden in a while, but we now with the NFL draft coming up, I'm probably gonna get the new rosters coming here really soon. Got some NBA 2K. You can always get into some NBA 2K action. We got WWE. Definitely get into some WWE Royal Rumbles, stuff like that. But yeah, that's going to be coming real soon. Got to kind of figure out what days and times I'll be doing that as well, because I want to at least stay a little bit consistent with that. And don't forget, we got a fast draft going down today, 5 p.m., West Coast time. If you guys want to draft in this best ball tournament, it's only $11. $11. And Magic Man Ricky said, hell yeah, you doing GM simming or playing actual games? I think a little bit of both. A little bit of both. Because it would be cool to play the real games, you know. But it would be cool just to see how some of these simulated games, you know, come out with, you know, fast 5-minute quarters or whatever the fuck, you know, smoke some weed and see how they actually play out on the gridiron. Derek said, I got 2K and Madden on PS5. Don't ever play though, so I can play you, Huss. There we go. There we go. Yeah, see, that's what I want to get, the 420 crew involved. And shit, I haven't played. I mean, I played 2K a little bit since I got it. But Madden, fuck, I haven't played Madden in a long ass time. I can't even remember. Well, actually, the last time that I played Madden was at the NFL draft, when they had it here in Vegas, like 2 years ago. There was, like pretty much like right outside of like where all the draft festivities was, there was like all these different tents, and one of them was like the EA booth tent. And, man, I mean, it was hot when that shit was going on. So like just to go in there and sneak away, play a game, stay in the air conditioner, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. And Chase said, you guys see the guy who did the 2K face scan with a blunt in his mouth and it worked. What? What? Damn it. That's tight. That is tight. Nikki said, I'm doing Ocarina of Time randomizer right now. Okay. All right. JPZ said, what a do, fam. Been a minute. I hope everyone been well. Hell yeah, JPZ. Hope you're doing well, bro. Don't forget about the best ball tournament. We are knee deep in drafting. And Zoo Crew said, I got a PS4, but let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's smoke it up, Zoo Crew. What are you smoking on over there? And Derek said, just bought a PS5 for Christmas for this past Christmas, but my kids got me Madden and NBA 2K just in case I want to play. Nice. My oldest got it for me. Perfect. Perfect. JPZ said, they slow drafts or fast drafts? We got both. We got both. We got everything for everybody. The fast drafts are happening once a day, 5 p.m. West Coast time. So that's 8 p.m. Eastern time. They take like, let's say an hour and a half to 2 hours. Just depends on how quick everybody's going. Because I've seen them end in an hour and a half. I've seen them take 2 hours. So it kind of just depends on how quick everyone's going. And then we're also filling up a slow draft at all times. Slow drafts are filling up at all times. We just filled up 2 slow drafts today. So I'm going to open up another division here pretty soon. And we're going to start filling up another one. But yeah, it's going crazy right now. It's going crazy. We filled 27 divisions. We haven't started drafting in all 27 of those divisions yet. And come Wednesday, 30 divisions are going to be filled and started drafting by then. Ricky said, I'm on PS5 as well with Madden and 2K. WWE should start leagues online in the future. Hell yeah, bro. I want to. And I mean, definitely why I want to start getting people into it like right now, you know, where because come football season, we can't be setting up shit like that come football season. Like we already need to be knee deep in these leagues and everything by the time, you know, by the time the season starts. But yes, so I'm going to keep throwing it out there because I do want to get people involved in this. And I do want to create like a 420 crew, like Madden League or something like that. And yeah, it would be super fun. It'd be super fun. I mean, I don't know if you can still do it, but I remember back in the day, I mean, shit, we're talking 2007, 8, 9, like shit like that. It's always me and a couple people. We would do the, just do the full draft, full fucking fantasy draft in the NFL. That shit was hard. That shit was hard because you really have to know the guys who you can like sneak into your lineup, like knowing like sneaky offensive linemen and stuff like that. But, yeah, I would. I definitely want to get a league going for sure for Madden, and then we'll figure out. You know, we'll figure out the other stuff. Definitely want to get something going for WWE though, for sure as well. And okay, so you could do the fantasy draft as well. Okay, nice, nice. I didn't know if that was a thing for the online. And hell yeah, Nikki said I have pick 5 in my single QB dynasty league. Thinking about Brian Thomas Jr. Damn, with the 5th pick. I mean, I guess it's going to be all wide receivers, but man, you like Brian Thomas Jr. as like the top 5 wide receiver? I mean, I guess I just don't have him that high. It's not like I'm off of him, you know. I mean, I have him in like the top 10, but yeah, I don't know. I'm top 5. Top 5 is tough. Top 5 is really, really tough. I mean, we know we got Marvin Harrison Jr. So that's not tough. We know we got Neighbors. And then know we got Adunze. And actually, never mind. You are right about Brian Thomas Jr. being that high. Because really, he might have even overtaken Troy Franklin. So he might actually be like right behind Adunze. So never mind. My apologies. Yeah. Landing spots are gonna make or break everything. When's your draft, Nikki? Is it right after the NFL draft? Ours is like literally we start that Monday on all these different leagues, and we have 4-hour clocks. So I mean, you know, we still got time to trade and all that. But yeah, there is a. Yeah, I forget in the single QBs. Shit, we're going to have, I mean, single QB, it's so, so interesting because, I mean, single QB, you're not, I mean, even Caleb, like how high would Caleb like even go? You don't even need him. Like who knows if Caleb even goes in the first round? Toyota One said, I got my boys a PS5 last November. They have 2K and Madden. He said, last time I played video games like 30 years ago. And yeah, I mean, since Noble got it, I've definitely, you know, played a little bit here and there. I mean, mostly it's with him. You guys know how much I'm streaming and shit. So that's why I want to like bring the gaming to the stream. Then we can actually play, you know, because yeah, we just stream too much to like play video games on the side of streaming. So it's got to be like part of the streaming. And but yeah, I played one game or two games, like I said, in 2020, 2, whatever that was. Outside of that, I cannot remember the last time that I played Madden. And I mean, 2K, I played a handful of games. I like 2K, like NBA 2K, that's what we're talking about, because there's a lot of different 2Ks. That used to be the game that I was really, really, really fucking good at. But we're talking a long time ago at this point. Like now we're like when I considered myself damn near unbeatable, I mean, we're talking 2010 or so, 2009, nah, see, maybe even before that. But yeah, where none of my friends could beat me. If my internet was better, I probably would have done better at the online gaming, but I used to whoop people's ass in the online NBA 2K. But now I've lost all those skills. Lost all those skills now. And Nikki said Anthony Richardson went pick 8 last year in our league, so Williams won't be picked in the first. Yeah, and the only reason, like, I mean, single QB league, I'm assuming that the scoring is pretty default. So guys like Anthony Richardson, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, I mean, those guys are like just more valuable than any other QB like in the league, I'm assuming. If your scoring is like that, where it's like 4-point passing touchdown, but like 6-point rushing and all that shit. So yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it. And yeah, single QB league, there's 0 point for a QB to go in the first round. Even Anthony Richardson, like, I mean, someone's gonna want to try to get that upside, but didn't work out so well for them. But yeah, wide receivers, man, it is going to be all wide receivers this year. And I'm just really curious how many wide receivers go in the first round of the NFL draft. Let's see what's the most. Let's see what's the most wide receivers drafted in the first round. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, so the Larry Fitzgerald year. Okay, that was the year where we had the most wide receivers come off the board in the first round, and it was 7. This year could smash that. I mean, I don't know if it's going to smash it, but this year could beat it. This year could beat it. So 7. Let's go see who the 2004. Let's go see who are all those wide receivers. Okay, Larry Fitzgerald, Roy Williams for Detroit, Reggie Williams. I do not remember Reggie Williams. Lee Evans, I mean, he was around for a while. Michael Clayton, I mean, yeah, kind of around for a while. Michael Jenkins, Rashawn Woods. So they had 7 wide receivers drafted in the first round. And then 1, 2, 3. So they had 7 wide that year. So that's the most wide receivers we've ever seen drafted in the first round. That's 7 wide receivers drafted in the first round in 2004. And then there was only 3 drafted in the second round. So only 10 wide receivers drafted in the first 2 rounds. We could see that number smashed on. Like we legit might see 15 to 18 wide receivers going in the first 2 rounds. It's going to be a very, very interesting wide receiver class. And this might be the most top heavy wide receiver class, because I know Marvin Harrison Jr. and Neighbors, I mean, they both could potentially go in the top 5. And Magic Man Ricky said, as an adult, so hard to get game time. He said, when you got family and work, watching live sports, I used to play after 10 PM or wait for the weekends. Yeah. Yeah. And seeing that's I mean, shit, my old ass, you know, getting past 10, sometimes just start falling asleep, smoke a lot of weed. But yeah, for sure. As an adult, super, super hard to get the gaming in. I'm with you. I'm with you. But yeah, we're going to try. And that's why I want to mix it into the show. Because I know there's peeps out there who are just like me, who like, very nostalgic to get the gaming going. And it's just gaming, just, you know, it's a fun time with your friends. And like, you know, like, would I be streaming where I'm just like playing by myself or simulating games? Like, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm sure that'll happen. But I think it would be more fun if we had, you know, a fucking, if we had, you know, Derek in the game, Magic Man Ricky, you know, in the game, Toyota One in the game. And like, we're all playing like, you know, NBA 2K or something. We're all on like the same team, 420 crew squadding up. You know, and who knows? Who knows? We'll probably get our asses whooped in the beginning, but this is how we start, right? And Derek said, yep, it's hard to get it in, hard to get past 10 p.m. Eastern when you're smoking. Hey, I feel it. I feel it, bro. Minnesota Marty in the house. What up, what up? Smoke it up, bro. Oh, yeah, for sure. And he said that you should rebuild teams in Madden like a GM. It's good time and entertaining. Hell, yeah. I watch those on YouTube often. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Get, you know, get some kind of league, get a couple people in it, and then maybe even do a fantasy draft. You know, like, I mean, I know with all the, you know, we could, I don't know, we could just draft. I don't even know how we would do it because it would take a long ass time. I mean, it would be, you know, I don't know, maybe there's 5 or 10 of us who are actually playing. And so I don't even know how we would do it. I mean, I'd want to, you know, theoretically, I'd want to draft at least all the starters. But, yeah, it's, like, so hard. I mean, shit, you got to go through all 50-something rounds. And it's just like that's just like our real fantasy drafts, except you got to draft fucking offensive linemen as well. But, yeah, definitely want to get into that, Marty. And that's why you're going to hear me keep talking about the gaming just so we can remind people about everything that we got going on. And Toyota One, all my young workers play Fortnite all the time together. I hear them talk about it all week. Yeah, and seeing, like, I've never played Fortnite, but it's just another shooting game, right? Same as fucking, I mean, not the same, but, like, similar to Call of Duty and GoldenEye and fucking every other first-person shooter that's out there, right? And I know Fortnite is the most, like, I'm pretty sure it's the most, like, watched type of gaming. So, you know, I don't want to, like, avoid Fortnite. You know, that'll be something. I mean, shit, it's free, right? Like, I mean, I know it takes time to, like, build up your characters or whatever the fuck, you know, it is. But, yeah, we're gonna figure this out, though. I pretty much got all the components for the streaming. I got it all hooked up. Like, now it's just, like, learning, like, kind of learning the ins and outs. Like, one of the things that that kind of halted me moving forward is like trying to figure out this microphone setup that I got. So I bought a whole new like mic setup so it can connect to the gaming shit. But one of the things that sucks is like the sound drops and all that. Like it should be able to like connect, but for some reason it's not fucking like connecting. Like everything looks like it's working, but for some reason it wasn't. I don't know. It just was not working. So trying to figure that part of it out, but really it's the audio part that I'm trying to figure out. I already got the video stuff. I may have to like tweak the brightness and all that kind of shit, but we're going to figure this shit out. Marty said, yeah, kids eat up Fortnite. Yeah. Noble, he wants to play. His mom says no go. She doesn't like the gun games. I mean, she did let him get away with playing GoldenEye, you know, with me, but that's kind of about as far as it's gone. Another coming out with a new Grand Theft Auto pretty soon, right? It would be tight to do some of those GTA missions. Exactly, Josh. There's a lot of shit talking during those games. Yeah, that's the issue that I have for Noble is I mean, it's tough to let him like get into any of those games where, you know, it's just straight open mic and all that kind of shit. Like, I mean, I guess I got to figure out like how to do that where he can't hear people's mics because, man, I swear, dude, like what's up with the fucking racist motherfuckers, all these damn kids that are just like racist as fuck. Like, that's the thing that like would piss me off. Like, I mean, shit, that pissed me off as an adult. Like, listen to this shit. Like, man, people are fucking ridiculous. Derek said, yeah, I'd have to get the new GTA if that comes out, when that come out. Let me check. Let's see. Oh shit, it said next year. Okay. I thought it was coming out sometime this year. So shit. Might still go grab GTA 5 just to get shit going on there. Yeah, no time soon. I mean, the way that certain people were hyping it up, I thought it was going to be like this year. But yeah, I mean, there's so much to the fucking GTA games and the Red Redemption. I mean, Red Redemption, that's a game that I still have. Sucks because like all the progress and stuff that I had at one point, it got like erased. And so like had to start fresh. But yeah, it is like the music drops in GTA. Oh, yeah. Derek said the kids got GTA on the PS4 and can play it on the 5. Nice, nice. All right. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But yeah, I need to be able to fucking get all the sound drops. All right. Fire them up. But almost got it figured out. And then it will actually be better to where it'll be like the sound drops. Like that is like the mic picking up the sound kind of just in the background. But I want to get it to where, you know, it's going through the computer system. But now I got the piece to do that. It's just I got to figure out. I'm doing like something wrong. I know it's operator error because I got everything hooked up correctly, kind of set up the software the way it's supposed to be set up. And so like that's like the last piece. That's the piece that's been like holding me back is figuring out getting the audio like through. Damn, Derek said it's 80 here in New Jersey. Can't believe it. It's hot out here now. I mean, yesterday it was hella windy, so it wasn't like hot at all. But man, like a day before that, like it was mid 80s. So yeah, over here in Vegas, man, it's that time. It's that time. It's getting to 80s, creeping into 90s. And yeah, after Labor Day, like after we get to like, I don't know, mid June or something like that, that's when it's going to start hitting hundreds, you know, every single day. And when I really don't go out, unless I have to. And Derek said, first time being out in shorts. Bringing out the shorts, said, but tomorrow back to 68. Okay. I mean, 68 is perfect. 68 is perfect. And I know I was supposed to add in a commercial break here for Weed and Whiskey TV. So sorry, guys, I didn't add a commercial break. But check out these words from our sponsors and make sure you come back because you don't want to miss out on the smoke sessions that's going on. We'll see you on the other side, Weed and Whiskey TV.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Toyota One say you need a 12-year-old to help out, so when you need help, I ask my kids to show me, figure it out, this new technology shit. I'm not a non-techie person. It's not hard. Like now, I mean, if I can't figure it out, I go to YouTube. Like that's what we should all do. If you can't figure it out, type that shit into YouTube. There'll be a video explaining it. That's for sure. One of the videos that I failed on starting it, but I'm going to start it and I'm going to make a little note about it right now. I want to make how-to videos for Sleeper, just like the little, because I don't think anyone's really done that. There's a lot of things that like changed on Sleeper that people have no fucking idea, like what to do and how to do it and all that kind of shit. So yeah, that is one of those things that I wanted to create, some how-tos for Sleeper, because I know there's got to be people who are looking for Sleeper how-tos. All right. Smoke some weed.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Noble's only 7. So it's still to the point right now. Like he's Like, he knows how to hook up the video game stuff, like, now, because I showed him, like, you know, what plugs go in where, that kind of stuff. But, man, even Noble, Noble's so anti-technology. He can figure some stuff out, you know, on the fly. And, you know, he can figure out YouTube like nobody's business, which now we don't really let him use YouTube too much. He started going down, too many rabbit holes. He really did. But, yeah, we're going to figure this out. All right. Got a little bit of this Tyson 2.0 left. It is almost gone. So 420, you're definitely going to have a big ass stream on 420, especially now that I found out Noble doesn't have a soccer game. Yeah, we're going to have, it's going to be a nice live stream going on 420. So you guys make sure get your weed ready in advance. Don't wait until 420, even if they do have 420 specials, which I'm sure they're going to. All the dispensaries are going to be a fucking madhouse. And Toyota One said, I know about all the parental controls on all the devices for sure. Yeah, and seeing, like, is there even any parental controls that you can, like, do on YouTube? Trying to figure out the parental controls on, like, on the roadblock stuff. Like, I definitely figured out some of it. But, yeah, I know that there's more. There's more. Shout out to everyone who's rocking with us on YouTube. I think we got a handful of people watching over on YouTube. Shout out to the people who are watching over on Rumble. And screw you to you haters who are over there watching on Rumble. Right here, buddy. Right here. It's so funny. Those guys went and one guy came and just to, like, clip me, like, talking shit about him and stuff. Like, these guys have, like, 20 followers on Twitter, like 20 followers on Rumble. And I think, like, this is their way to try to get some recognition from some other Rumble people. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But yeah, I just blocked all those guys on Twitter after entertaining them for a little bit. Whew. All right, man, this one, I went with the Jasper still, but I switched it up to the Zealousy number 7. Fire. Ta, so you need to find a drop for that deuce like the fuck Tony drop. Oh, man.
Let's get it on.
Let's go. Let's get it on. But, oh, well. It was fun while it lasted. We'll have ways. that we can that we can showcase stuff. Because we can still showcase things. It's just people knowing that they have to get into our community, you know, like that's what you have to do. You got to get into the private community. You can join for free. And at least for right now, we're going to make it that way. So people who are coming in for, like, the best ball, is going to be, you'll be able, whether you're a paid member or not, you'll be able to see all the best ball posts. Yeah. I that's what one thing I'm really telling everyone in the best ball. And Toyota One said, you private stream before. Yeah, I could do it with this. This software that I have, but, you know, if nobody knows about it, if there's only, like, you know, a couple people in, that's why, you know, Rumble was so good, because then we could get a bunch of people coming in. Wasn't thinking that we would get shut down anytime soon, because I would have just been telling people to go join the 420 crew on Patreon, and then you'll be able to get into some of the private live streams that we do, because we can still do that, and I can still do that. It's just getting enough awareness out there so people know. Because, yeah, I can have it to where, you know, you could join for free, but it's got to be the you have to be a paid member, you know, to get in on those. Being a paid member for $5 a month, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways that we could do this. Yeah, and really, I think the big thing is going to be figuring out, and actually, Yeah, see, the big thing would really just be figuring out, I mean, maybe with my software, maybe I can run two, like, different live streams where I have one where it's in, like, the private room and where I have one that's in the private room, but then I'm also live streaming to all the other places, and they're telling people, you want to watch this with us, get over, you know, come join the crew. So yeah, that might be something, because I'm pretty sure I can have two live streams going at the exact same time from my software. But good idea, Toyota One. We're definitely gonna be doing something. Yeah. Thanks for the ideas. We're getting the gears turning right now, because fuck these guys, man. They're not gonna like stop us from, you know, watching sports with the 420 crew. Like, I mean, shit, that's what we do. That's what we do. It's got to figure out a way to do it without these haters being able to do anything to us. So yeah, that would be the way. We just got to keep it private, and then we can still have all the streams. And so yeah, maybe I'll test that. I guess just the next big sporting event that we have, we'll have to figure out how to test that somehow. But I'm sure that I can. I'm almost positive that I can have two live streams going at the same time. Might be kind of hard to keep up with like both of them going at the exact same time. But really what I need, I got to get an extra monitor. Like that's what I need. If I get an extra monitor, you know, that changes the game. Because right now I only have so much real estate on my computer where I can like keep shit up. That's the that's kind of the tough part. Yeah, and I got, yeah, because the other one I have, I do have a TV in here where I have the Fire Stick like hooked up. But yeah, if I get another monitor that I can hook up to the computer, that would make it like a game changer for sure. And so that, yeah, that's gonna have to be the next purchase. Now that all the gears are turning right now, yeah, we're definitely going to have to get some kind of a port, monitor that I can hook up into this. All right. There we go. Yeah, nothing stopping. All right. So now we just got to figure out something. Maybe I'll just test that one of these days, because it's not like I even need to be streaming anything necessarily. I just got to have the private server running at the same time as the public server that's out on YouTube and Twitch and X and Instagram and all that. So yeah, all right, let's smoke some more weed. Yeah, and if there's any type of content that anybody wants to see, you know, fantasy related or not fantasy related, let me know. One of the things I know that I'm gonna start doing here very soon is hitting the streets of Las Vegas and getting some live streams going where we're just like people watching on the strip or whatever. Because now I found out, I mean, now I'm just, you know, learning all this stuff, and I didn't know that you could pretty much you could pretty much get 3 hours of free parking on the strip. I mean, pretty much any hotel, you can get 3 free hours of parking. So, I mean, I can go park in a hotel for free and just takes my gas to get over there, hook up the camera. I got the little neck thing of how I can just like live stream from my neck, and then just go hit the streets and start people watching in Vegas around the strip. Think it would be pretty fun, and give me something to do to get out of the house, and then people get to kind of live vicariously through me in Vegas and on the strip, just kind of seeing what's going on. Hassan, what up? He said, hey there, today's my sister's birthday. Happy birthday to Hassan's sister. Happy birthday. Said the NFL draft and the WWE draft coming up. Nice. curious of how things change around. I mean, I haven't watched one of those it's cool that they do the draft, you know, now, because we like fantasy football. Anything else, you know, that kind of mimics fantasy football or anything like that, you know, we're all about it. Is everybody thrown back into the pool? Is it literally everybody, or are there certain wrestlers, tag teams, whatever, who stay in the on Raw, SmackDown, like no matter what? Or do they, And Toyota One said, remember people watching in my youth days back in the mall days. That was fun with friends. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know how old you are, Toyota One. I'm assuming we're somewhere, you know, similar in age. I'm 38. I mean, shit, in junior high and high school, you always wanted to be at the mall. Like, whether you were buying anything or not, you always wanted to be at the mall. I mean, I don't think that's just a California thing, right? Like, it can't be. Now it's way different. Like, who the fuck goes to the mall, you know, anymore? Like, kids don't go to the fucking mall. Okay, so just turned 48. So, yeah, I mean, but even then, like, still, definitely, I mean, you're same generations, you know, pretty much. So, yeah, for sure. It was the thing to do. It was the thing to do. Hassan said, AEW go home special today. AEW Dynasty coming up on Wednesday. Oh, so they're doing a draft also. And all right. Did you guys hear about how AEW, like, during their Wednesday show is called, maybe it's Dynamite, that they showed some video of, like, CM Punk pretty much punking the Young Bucks? And the thing that was crazy is AEW thought that, like, people were going to be sympathetic for the Young Bucks. And now, every time the Young Bucks come out, the fans are chanting CM Punk. Pretty much turned them into punks after showing that that clip. Yeah, it is so fucking funny. So fucking funny. Yep, same shit for sure, Toyota One. Like, I mean, I wonder when going to the mall stopped becoming, you know, a thing. Really curious about that, because it's definitely after, you know, my generation, but I wonder how far, like, after. Most of the time we don't have the under 30 crowd in here. We definitely got to find some of the under 30 weed smoking crowd. I think the under 30 crowd doesn't care about sports as much. That's another thing. There's, like, so much things, you know, to do besides sports. And Toyota One said the mall was the shit back then. Hell yeah. And it was, like, you know, like, there was an arcade in every mall. You had the movies in every mall. I mean, the food courts actually had cheap shit back then. And sometimes it wasn't even food courts, like, back then. I mean, sometimes it was, like, you know, just the mall restaurants or whatever, the food carts or whatever. But yeah, it was just way different vibe, way different vibe. And, like, I wonder why there's, like, the last couple times I've went to the mall is to go to the Lego store. And, you know, it's, for May 4th, I don't know if they're coming out with, I mean, they always come out with new fucking Star Wars, like, shit, you know, coming out around, like, Lego time. So I don't know. I may go to the mall for like Lego stuff at the beginning for the May the 4th be with you Lego shit. But man, you might have to get there like 3-4 hours early. Like, these fucking guys are out there, like, just insanely early. And it's not outdoors, so I can't be, like, dabbing and shit, like, out there. And Hassan said, do you like video games? Yeah, we were just talking earlier how I got my whole streaming set up. There's, like, just one part of the process that I'm trying to figure out. It's an audio-related part. I got the whole the Wave XLR, so I can, like, hook my mic up to it, and that'll hook right up to, like, the video game streaming. And so I know the audio part with my microphone, that part works. I feel like I need to get, like, a headset is what it is, because I can't really tell, like, everything that's coming out volume wise. And I think that's something that's kind of, like, messing me up as well. So I do need to get some kind of headset for that. And, But I think, and then I just need to figure out how to get my, the thing that's playing the sounds called the Stream Deck. I need to figure out how to get that to hook up properly to I need the softwares to hook up, but they're both a part of like the same, like, brand, company, whatever the fuck that made it. And Nikki said, using OBS. No, I'm using StreamYard, and I probably should, you know, check out OBS for streaming, because I know there's more options. I guess I pay so much for StreamYard that I just kind of wanted to do it. But I know OBS, that's probably the better thing to use, get more overlays and shit like that, right? That might be the thing to do. Really, I was just trying to figure out all the audio shit first before I like went and invested in like, and I know OBS is free, but I like to upgrade shit, make sure we get like the best shit right out of the gate. Hassan, which game system console? PS5. PS5. So right now, I mean, I have the, you know, the PlayStation Plus account or whatever, where you get like 3 free games like a month. In addition, you know, I haven't got Madden yet, but I will get that when we start. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's only like 20 or 30 bucks, might even be less. Madden, NBA 2K, WWE 2K. I mean, those would probably be the main ones that we'd be doing. What Derek said, get it on Amazon, way cheaper on there. And Toyota One said, yeah, sports podcast shows seem like an older crowd thing. For sure. And because I mean, I know like when I was like 18, 19, like finally out of high school, like, you know, I was in when I was 19, I went to college for like 1 year, and then after that it's just, you know, full-time hustles. And like I just remember the most of the time back then, you know, 20, 21, 22, you're just hanging out with your friends, smoking in some fashion, ESPN is on just because ESPN's like 24 hours a day and fucking always got Sports Center or some random shit. And yeah, just sports talk was like the talk. It just was the talk. Now there's like so much more. And Nikki said, dude, you got to use OBS, especially if you're a first timer. OBS is very noob friendly. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I mean, the StreamYard, I mean, I know how to do it on here. It's just the part that I'm having difficulty with for some reason, because I set it up all the way right, is my Stream Deck being able to work through the Wave XLR. And I have it to where it looks like it's working, but for some reason, you just can't hear it on the outside. Man, I mean, even the digital versions, I mean, shit, I should have bought it, but I just didn't do it. It was like 12 bucks, you know, they just had it. Oh, Nikki said, use OBS, your StreamYard compliments OBS. Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. I thought that they were similar things, that I use one or the other. So, okay. That's interesting. Thanks for the input. And yeah, I'm pretty sure I already started an OBS account, but all right, now, we're gonna start going more full force with all this, because we gotta get the gaming shit going in the off season. If we don't, it will, you know, we're not gonna do it during the season. Hassan said Thursday night is TNA wrestling, go home show Rebellion. Okay. You got to get better, because I swear wrestling is just so boring. Like, I know that I'm not into all the storylines and everything, but yeah, it's I mean, the only reason we were super hyped about fucking WrestleMania is because of The Rock, you know, like just making a comeback. And Roman Reigns, I think he's going to be coming back, and they're going to make him like a baby face. It's got to be something to that nature. So I don't know if he's going to be the tribal chief anymore the head of the bloodline. I don't know, because I think it's going to be, it'll end up being like The Rock, who's like the head of the bloodline and the head of the table. Then he goes and takes on Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 41 that I hope will be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Because they've been teasing different locations. I thought when I saw saying that it was going to be in Las Vegas, I didn't know that that was a rumor. Did not know that was a rumor. But, man, I just, it's dope that more and more events are going to be coming here to Vegas. It is, I mean, shit, the A's, their stadium's going to be here. I'm not like a fan of the A's or anything, but, you know, it's they're turning this city into a sports city now all of a sudden. And it's super interesting. Super interesting. Vegas is way more family friendly than it's like ever been. Like, that is something that I do want to do, creating like more Vegas content. I have been taking videos of like different spots to eat and go and things like that. And I'm going to be throwing that on YouTube a little bit more often now. But yeah, it's Vegas is like way different than I remember it back. Like when I first came here in 2007, so fucking different than what it is now. So fucking different. It's like so corporate now. Like everything is corporatized like here now. Like if you're a tourist, you can't even park for free. You can't get like, you know, free valet. It used to be free valet. You just had, you know, just tip your driver. And like, you were good. Like now, like valet is like 30, 40 bucks a night at most of these places. Sometimes you still have to pay even if you're staying at the hotel. Yeah, super crazy. And then but it is cool. Like I'm learning all the perks for being like a Nevada local, because there's a lot of perks for being a Nevada local. Even at the dispensaries, a lot of dispensaries have Nevada local stuff, so it's pretty awesome. Hassan said same thing, AEW Double or Nothing Las Vegas. Yeah, so when is that? And I know those tickets are going to be a lot, and I'm not even, let me see. And that wasn't that like the first one? Do they always do Double or Nothing in Vegas? Oh, at the MGM Grand. There we go. May 26th, MGM Grand Garden. There we go. And Toyota One, you doing any live best ball drafts today or tomorrow? Hell yeah. I'm going to, maybe today and tomorrow. Today for sure. Mondays always seem like a good day to do it. So today for sure. And we'll see about tomorrow. There's been a good turnout, you know, when I do these live. It's really if we have anything like going on. Hassan said, and WrestleMania 41 coming up on Las Vegas. Oh, and what? 20? Oh, yeah. Because it's next year. I hope it is. I mean, they said it's just a rumor. Let's see. Because I know that now there's also been rumors that it's going to be in Minnesota as well. So I wonder if that is just what they're doing to drive up the price, you know, on like whatever Las Vegas would pay. But man, fingers fucking crossed, man. Like if I mean, I guess I don't even know how I would have been able to do it if it would have happened anyways in 2020. WrestleMania was supposed to be at SoFi Stadium, and that's like the closest that WrestleMania had ever been to where I live. Because, it hadn't been in L.A. or like anything in a long-ass time at that point. And so I was going to go. I was going to fucking go. I was going to be super stoked to go. And but no, man, COVID happens, and then of course WrestleMania doesn't happen, and then when it's at SoFi, then I live in Vegas, so didn't even get to go when it was there. So now I'm just waiting. When WrestleMania comes to Vegas, I will be there. Hassan said WWE NXT Spring Break is coming on the Go Home show. Okay. So we got a lot of shows. Got a lot of shows that are coming up. And TNA. I can't even tell you when's the last time I ever watched anything TNA. AEW kind of like really fizzled out like after COVID, like for me. And even during COVID, like, I don't know, like their style of wrestling is, I don't know, man. It's just like too new style for me. Like, there's not enough storytelling, not enough ass kicking. I don't know the characters, so like, I don't care about their stupid shticks, you know. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Derek said about to smoke on some Ghost Rider Sativa THC 26%. You know what? Let's let me dip into this Sour Diesel by Tyson 2.0 here. And Hassan said, so you like living in Vegas? I love it. I love it. Way better than San Diego now. I mean, you know, as a kid and stuff, it's way different. Living in San Diego, the weather is the best. It's the best in the country, like, hands down. But they charge you for that shit now. There's so many people moving to San Diego. And, yeah, it's stupid what rent is charged or what's charged for rent, like, out there. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, I like living in Las Vegas. For the cost of living is way better than California. The weed, I mean, you know, it's different. It's different for sure. But, you know, I can't complain. Cause I can go get the best of the best if I ever need to. Best of the best of the best, sir, with honors, and pay a lot less than any tourist, you know, that's coming in. And then, you know, and then I got a local spot that I go to that, you know, that I get this Jasper from. It's for like a decent price and, you know, getting ounces at a time. And they hooked me up with a couple. They fucked up on charging me one time, and they like double charged me on wax. And I left a message and I was like, hey, I got double charged on this wax. Just wanted to see if you could check on it, see if I can, see if we can get this squared away next time I come in. And they never answered. And so like a couple days went by, and I was like, hey, thanks for not answering and helping me out. I was like, I'll remember that the next time I need to go to a dispensary. And I was like, check and look at my account and see how often I come to your dispensary. And then they like, oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. And so they ended up giving me like 3 grams of dabs to make up for it. Last time I went, I got 2 ounces, and so I couldn't get all 3 grams of dabs because of their damn limits. And I went yesterday, made sure to get an ounce, so we're covered through 420, and then got my other 2 grams of dabs, and it's the Mojo. This is the brand, and let's see, this one, what the hell is this? The Mochi Cream Cured Resin. 67% THC. Yeah. And really high on the what's it called, on the terpene profiles as well. And Hassan said, do you like slots and video? Nah, I don't gamble really. Like, if I'll gamble, it'll be on sports, and I'll just do it from my phone. I don't have to go in anymore. Once you being here, you have to go in and like show them your ID at like one of the, I just use the MGM Grand sports book on my phone. You go in there, you show them your ID and stuff, and they hook up your account. And then whenever you're within the state limits, you can just place bets like on there. And so that's what I've been doing. Yeah. I mean, I like craps, but I feel like it's still kind of a community game. And if I'm not with one of my friends or something, it's not really as fun. So yeah, gambling, I haven't really gambled. Like I got over that like real quick. The first year I was here, I got over that like real quick. Cause I would be going and hitting up the craps tables and stuff. And then like, you know, just after losing a couple times, I'm like, fuck, I'm driving like this far and then I'm losing money. And then going back, like, I was like, man, I'm just going to stay home and smoke weed, or we're going to stream or something instead of this. And Derek said, craps and roulette are my favorite, really the only thing I play. Yeah, and craps is super fun, but I feel like, yeah, unless I have a friend or something that I'm playing with, like, there, and I'm going with someone to go, it's just not as fun. Like, it's really a social thing, like, for me now. And, yeah, it's not even that I feel like a degenerate. It's not fun if I'm, like, by myself, like shooting craps. Like the funnest times that I ever had gambling was being with one or two of my friends or whatever at the craps table. We're all cleaning up together. Like that shit is fun. Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple times where, you know, there just ended up being someone next to me that I started like talking to or like whatever. But outside of that, it's, you know, it's, yeah. And I even remember, I yeah, it is, yeah. Derek said, in craps, you always have to realize when to walk away. Also, bet the don't pass line. Don't care. The dirty looks you get, the more money betting with the house. Yeah, for sure. But it's also one of those things. You still have to do it at the right time. You still have to do it at the right time. And I really don't like the don't pass. Like, what I would rather do is the don't come. Pause. I do like that one because you can bet. Like, it's like doing the opposite of when you do the is it the come line or whatever, where like whatever number they throw, the bet gets put on that number. Like, that's usually what I'll that's usually what I like playing, because especially if you do that on the come out roll, if they roll a 2, 3, or 12, you win. And I mean, if they roll a 7 or 11, you lose. I mean, that's the chances you take. But the don't come line, like, that's one of those ones. I mean, you definitely have to do it at the right time. But like that, when I was hitting on that, because I think I was doing like 25 like at a time, and so it was like big time. It's like you're betting with the house to a certain extent, and like so it ended up being super fun. When they crap, everyone's like boo, and then you just, you know, quick 50, quick 25, you know, just building up. Shout out to Heisman, if Heisman's still in here, what up, bro? And on IG. But yeah, gambling. I'll do different types of gambling, going to the casino, and it's just a whole process, like it really is. And what Toyota one said, when I go to the casino, it's for fun. Eating bomb steak dinner is my favorite thing about going, for sure. Yeah, see, like, that's different. Going to the spots, you know, like, see, like, that is one of the things that I like doing, going and getting nice food. So, I mean, I've kind of already started, you know, promoting different videos and, doing this. Let me try to pull up the TikTok, see if I can get the link, and I'll just share it with you guys. But it's at Hus Eats is what it is. And pretty much doing just all Vegas stuff. Like, that's pretty much like what it is. Just all Vegas stuff. And so that's been fun. Let me, I'm going to throw it. I'll throw the link in here. Share it with you guys so you could just see. Anyone wants to see the Vegas stuff that's going on? I mean, that's like the main spot. I'm going to be putting it more on YouTube now, but yeah, really just like, I don't know about YouTube, the other channel and shit. It's like, it's just not hitting the algorithm, you know? So it's like, I almost feel like I need to start just like a brand new channel. Super weird how the, if you're just like lost in the algorithm, like you'll just never get seen. All right, here goes the TikTok. There you go. So anybody who's on TikTok, go follow my Hus Eats. And it's my Las Vegas living page. I still do post the fantasy football stuff like over there as well. But yeah, I realized how many videos I had put in the archives and I hadn't put up. So yeah, that's one of the things I'm going to be working on this week, is going and editing a bunch of the food videos. And I will eventually go to like some of the places like on the strip and shit like that. But I'm trying to find, you know, like local spots, you know, trying to showcase some local spots that aren't like super, that aren't super well known. Derek said, I'm not on Jack, so it won't let me see it. Dang, you have to be signed up to actually see it. I thought you could actually see stuff without being an actual... without signing up. And thanks for signing up, or thanks for following Toyota One. You the man. All right. Yeah, and you want to know how popular Mike Tyson is. Okay, so I have this this video where I'm literally showing off just the THC gummy. I think I posted it on YouTube like back in the day, but it's Mike Tyson's gummy, and it's called it's Tyson Bites. And it's an ear with a bite taken out of it. And that's the THC gummy. And when I was at a Tyson 2.0 sponsored show, we all got bags of that. And so I was just showing it off, and I took a video, shared it on TikTok. And before the fight news came out, I think it had like maybe like 4,000 or 5,000 views, like something like that. But like after the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson shit came out, now it has 42,000 views. So I think people are just searching up random Mike Tyson shit. And I was one of the ones that got hit with this algorithm because I posted it like 2 years ago or something like that. Like it's not even a new video. And so it was just stuck at however many views it had. And then the Tyson 2.0 news breaks and like it just jumps up to like, I mean, one day I woke up and I was like, wait, what the fuck? How do I have 10,000 views on this? And then like it just kept going up. Like I literally was refreshing it like every couple minutes. It was like 2,000 extra views, 2,000 extra views. And yeah, Tyson 2.0 is blowing up. And Toyota One, where's a place in Vegas that has a big ass steak off the strip? I went like 15 years ago, but can't remember the name. Fuck. I mean, there's so many. Like, so I went to T-Bones, which is in the Red Rock Casino. And so that's an off the strip, you know, casino. It's one of those ones, not nowhere close to the strip. It's a Summerlin. It's a Western casino. And I went there and I got one of those big ass, what is it, 48 ounce tomahawk steaks. Like, so, I mean, they got them. Like, you just got to look for the place that has the tomahawk steaks. A lot of them have it now because it's such a thing. I mean, shit, you know, they're like $175-$200. But, you know, like the $50-$60 steaks are like 20 ounce ribeyes, you know, like 18 ounce New York, fucking 9 or 10 ounce filet. Yeah. So those tomahawks, that's what you got to look for. And that's actually one of the videos that I have to upload. Me and Vanessa, I did upload one short video, but now I want to get a whole video of our experience at T-Bones. We went on Valentine's Day. It was actually one of those ones. Cause I didn't know if we were going to do anything. Like, I mean, this is, you know, she's 8 months pregnant, you know, at that point. And I was like, hey, like, you want to go out to a nice steakhouse? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. And I was feeling good. And so we did it the night before, pretty much was able, like, there was like no restaurants that I could like, no like super, super dope, you know, quote unquote, steakhouses that I could get a reservation at, like, just, you know, next day. But T-Bones was one of those ones. And yeah, Toyota ones. And I had those Tyson edibles with the ear chewed off. Oh yeah. I mean, those are big time, man. Those are big time. The Tyson bites. Yeah. Those are huge. Cause they started with the edible before they started doing all of the flower. Like now they got flower, you know, all over the place. And cause really just a license play for them. They go find the cultivators, you know, they get the license agreement or whatever. And then that cultivation starts producing the Tyson 2.0 stuff. I think it's the gummy brand, you know, it's a lot different though. Like that's our bread and butter. I'm pretty sure. Toyota One said the whole plate was a steak. He said one plate with potatoes. One for every item was crazy. Oh, man. I mean, there's so many dope ones. The steakhouse that I really want to go to is the Golden Steer. The Golden Steer. It's pretty much the oldest steakhouse in Vegas, you know, and they got all the super OGs, you know, who are going in there all over the wall. The wait list is like 4 or 5 months. Like, that's the thing that's like so crazy is like the wait list is 4 or 5 months. So really got to like what, like, I don't even think I could, like the last time I checked, I couldn't even get a reservation anywhere before anywhere before July, I think. Yeah, so it's insane and incredible. This Golden Steer, that's the one that I really want to go to. I mean, you know, when you go to a steakhouse in Vegas, you already know, like, it's not going to be cheap. Like, you're going to be dropping some coin, especially if you're going to try more than, I mean, shit, when I went to that T-Bones, I dropped $500. I just came into some money and then I spent it all back on that Valentine's Day. But now, you know, with this all being a business and the content being a business, like, there's just a lot of tax write-offs, and I'm going to be writing off every single one of these meals, you know, that I can, that's for content. And so yeah, that's why I'm trying to get into more of like the food places, the Lego stuff. Like, that's why I was making videos of like all the Legos, so those could be like included with like the tax write-off stuff. And Yeah, it's the Lego is something I got to get back into, because that actually was the thing that got me like the most followers on TikTok was the Lego stuff, because there's a whole bunch of adult Lego enthusiasts. And but yeah, I got to get back into it. It's time consuming, and I need to just stream it live. Like, that's what I need to do, like stream building it live, and then I can like change, you know, I can edit it from there. But yeah, smoking weed and building Legos. that was always fun. And Johnny said Legos are tight. Hell yeah. And I got a bunch, man. Like, it's my collection now. I mean, my collection is only, I mean, I've been collecting for maybe like 12 years. And man, my collection is insane. Like right now, let me go see, because there's this website where you can track like everything of what's in your Lego set, and it'll kind of like track the values like of everything, like how they rise and everything as well. And so it says my current value of my Lego collection is 18,000, and it's up 30%. And like, even, and it's like, there's a whole bunch of like sets that are like new, and you have to go change the status to used and all that. And I think I got to go change the status on a bunch, because I think there might be a bunch that are still like labeled as new, even though they've been opened or whatever. But man, I haven't looked at this in a little while. It says out of all my Lego sets that I have 170,000 pieces and 536 minifigs. I'm sure Noble lost a bunch of those though. And it says that Star Wars is my main theme. 18% of my collection is Star Wars. 10% of the collection is Marvel superheroes. So thanks. That's Noble. Harry Potter. There goes Vanessa. 9%. And then it starts getting into like everything after that, but it's crazy how much this breaks it down. So anybody whose kids like have Legos, like Toyota one, you're talking about your son having a crazy collection. The website is called brickeconomy.com. Like, for anyone who's into Legos, it's just super fun to create an account. You can kind of see what things are worth. This is no plug. This is just me being a Lego enthusiast and knowing that if your kids or anything are into Legos and into Lego collecting, go get them like on this, because then they'll literally be able to track like what their shit is worth. You can make it like, you know, you can, if it's a new set, you label it as new. If it's been taken out, you change it from new to used, and it literally you know, keeps track of like kind of what everything is worth. And so it's like super, super cool. I definitely have to go through and like change the status of like new to used on a bunch of those. And I said thousands and thousands of dollars invested in his room. He even custom makes his own. Nice, nice. Along with Funko and Marvel figures. There we go. Perfect. All right. Toyota ones that got it, bro. I'll show them. Perfect. Yeah. And I've been getting more into the Funkos as well. I mean, I don't know if you guys could see it all like right there, but I got a Biggie Funko, got a Michael Jackson and a Tupac Funko, actually multiple Michael Jackson Funkos. We got like a whole like series of Michael Jackson Funkos like right there. And then I got the whole Goodfellas collection right there. The Polly is an exclusive one that they're not making too long. And then I got Powerline, the original Rocky Maivia over there. And then Noble got a Pikachu. And then we got a Valentine's Day Princess Leia that I got from Five Below for $5. And yeah, it is Funkos, man. Like, that, they're cool to collect, and it's cool how they're not all going to go up in value, but a lot of them are going to go up in value. And that's the thing that I just like collecting, is any kind of toy that even like the Legos, the things that I like about the Legos is like, there's some of these Legos that I have taken out of the box, put together, and I could sell it used for more than I bought it for. And that's fucking cool to me. That is really cool to me. And Johnny said, new Lego plant opening near my folks' house in Virginia. Whoa, gonna go visit for the grand opening. Oh, bro, please do. Please do. That'd be sick. And hell yeah, I got the power line. That was one of those ones. I saw it when we went to the Las Vegas Comic Con. And I was like, hey, Vanessa was like, you know you want to get that. And I was like, I do want to get it. She was like, just get it. But yeah, man, stand out above the crowd. You got to. Got to. And Toyota One said he saw your setup on the stream and liked what you had. Said he knew everything you had. Nice. Nice. I mean, shit. One of the things that I do like is this Lego art right here. You see it? I don't know if you guys I'm sure you guys have noticed Joker like behind me, but that's actually a Lego right there. And it was a Batman one, like initially. It's a Batman one initially, but they have three versions that you can do. There's like a Batman one, a Joker, or a Harley Quinn. And I always thought, you know, I wanted to do the Joker. But it's crazy if you get three of those sets with all powers combined, like then it gives you enough pieces to where it gives you alternate builds in here. It's fucking crazy. They're doing way too much. And Toyota One said Legos are expensive. He buys and sells all the time. For sure. Like I've pretty much got into the mode of just buying and not selling. Like it is a buy and hold right now for me. And like, man, I'm getting the itch too to go back to the swap meet. Cause it was like, man, that was like my dope. Like, man, I could get Legos for like half price over here. Box might be a little bit fucked up, but who gives a fuck? Like, that's where I got that one. $120 set that I got for $60. I was so excited fucking doing it right there. And Derek said, oh, wow, that's hot. Yeah. Hell yeah. I said, it gives you an alternate build. That's amazing. They can do that. Yeah, for sure. So there's three different builds. So you get one set, but you can't build all three because it's like some of the pieces would get used. So it's like, you know, they give you enough pieces to where you could build one of the three in there. But like, yeah, if I ever got bored of that and I just wanted to like, you know, fuck it. I want to get Harley Quinn up there. I could go and I could take all those out, build the Harley Quinn one. And same thing with the Batman. If I just wanted to have the Batman, I could do the Batman one. But then, yeah, if you get three of them, then it gives you three more alternate builds. I think it's three more builds. It might only be the Batman one that they make longer, but I swear that they give you like three or four. Like once you buy three of them and then all powers combine. Yeah. And then I think they do give you alternate ones on top of that as well. Johnny said, love me some Harley Quinn. Yeah, it's the Joker, the new Joker movie. You guys heard about that, right? The Phoenix, the Phoenix one. It's going to be Harley Quinn and some story about Joker and Harley Quinn. Ha! Toyota One says dog's name is even Batman. Hell yeah. Man, Legos are fun. I barely really learned about how Legos were so insane like about 12 years ago. And like when I started looking, I was like, wait, why is this Lego set selling for $4,000 right now? What the fuck? Like that was the first thing. Like when I just started getting into Legos, it was me seeing a Lego set sell multiple times for $4,000. And it was a set, I don't even know how long it came out before that, maybe 10 years before that. And it was like a $700-$800 set, maybe even less than that. But selling for $4,000, I mean, that's if it's brand new. Like that's just an insane like markup for something that you invested in. I mean, it's 10 years, but still, I mean, that's almost, I mean, shit, that's at least a five plus like times markup. There's some of these ones like it's really buying and selling at the right time. Selling the used sets is always going to be like the way to go because there's not a lot of people who are going to be wanting to buy the full sets for like brand new price or like, you know, what it costs, like full price or whatever. But you really don't have to sell it to everyone. You really just have to find one buyer. And so that's why I think one of the smartest things that you can do if you're going to invest in anything, invest into Legos. All you have to do is the research on when some of these Legos are going to retire. Once the Legos retire, I mean, you can't buy them like when they're brand new, like I do because I'm addicted sometimes. But it's figuring out And a lot of times you can just see shit on YouTube because there's like so many Lego, like business Lego creators now. It's funny because there's so many people wanting to get into this racket. And buying Legos before, like before they expire, because once they expire, they're never going to be on shelves again. And like there's so many people who will buy it for 20% above, you know, above full price or whatever. And then if you hold it for like 2 years, maybe it goes up to 100% where you're pretty much like doubling your money. So yeah, Legos are a super, super good investment. Got to keep them brand new for sure. But what's cool about a lot of these sets is as long as you don't lose shit, I mean, you could open it, you can make content with it, you can just have fun with it. As long as you don't lose any of the like the pieces, man, a lot of times you can just sell it for what you bought it for, even after playing with it. Like, that's the coolest thing about it. Yeah, I haven't been to the swap meet in a minute. It might be good to go make another video. Make another video, maybe even make a live stream showing off the swap meet, because man, this one, it's huge. Like in San Diego, in San Diego, the swap meet that I would go to, it was by the stadium. Okay, the San Diego. The San Diego Sports Arena it's at the parking lot. Like there, it's just a huge ass parking lot. Like this one, like man, this one, they took a chunk out of Las Vegas and they turned it into a fucking swap meet. If any of you guys are on, you know, anyone who went and signed up on TikTok or whatever, you could go search. If you search back, you'll be able to see this swap meet. It is fucking huge. There's like three or four different entrances to it. And I swear it like takes up like, you know, it's multiple acres. And it's like there's so much food and there's like alcohol. I don't drink when I go, but you know, that's something that's getting people riled up. Open hella late during the summer, like as well, because it's so hot. It's like no one's even going out there like during the day. People are going out there like when it's at night, and it's like it's popping till like 1 or 2 o'clock at night. And so yeah, that, man, I want to go back. We've already been talking about going back. It's yeah, I know Vanessa's still recovering, so that's really what it all comes down to. Like, don't want to make Vanessa fucking, I mean, we'll be walking out there forever. But yeah, I know we're gonna go sometime kind of soon. Johnny said, yeah, they got Lady Gaga as Quinn. Preview looked pretty good. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. And the first one is super dope. And I can only imagine what this second one's going to be all about. Usually the sequels suck. So we'll see if this sequel is going to suck or not. And let's see. What are some sequels that people can remember that were actually better than the original? I know there's people who have certain stances on certain movies. Throw it in the chat. What's a movie that you say that the sequel is better than the original? I mean, Terminator 2. I mean, I'm pretty sure like everybody would say that one. Yeah, of course. First one, T2, for sure. I mean, that for sure is, you know, and that's James Cameron, you know, like not everybody could do that. What else besides T2? What's some other movies out there that you'll say for sure the sequel is better than the original? Where my movie buffs at. Let's see. Where's the movie buffs at? Woo! Smoke some weed. All right. A couple little nugs in there. We don't want any to go to waste. Right. Nobody else, huh? No, just T2? Is that the only one? I mean, definitely The Godfather, right? I don't know if there's anybody. Oh, Toyota won. There we go. I just started talking about it. I couldn't wait just 10 extra seconds. Yeah, Godfather Part 2 said, I'm old. First thing that comes to mind. I mean, man, Godfather Part 2. Talk about a dope one, right? Talk about a dope one. Yeah. Godfather Part 2 was the shit. And we get the Al Pacino and Robert De Niro back and forth. Super, super cool. Very fucking long. Very fucking long. Like you're in for a ride. You're in for a ride. And Johnny said, I might go Cameron again and say aliens, but that's probably because of when I saw it. Yeah. Remember Scream 2 when they were in class and they're talking about this, about how the sequels suck, and he says aliens, and then he says T2, and Sarah Michelle Gellar's like, ah, he's got a hard on for Cameron, that's why. Yeah, timeless. Hell yeah. Really good one. I mean, I've only seen it a couple times. I mean, because it's so long. Like, I don't know. I might have only seen it once or twice, actually, now that I think about it, because it's so fucking long. But I got the whole Godfather collection. Like, that's one thing. That's one thing that I got to. That's one thing that I have to do now is go reorganize all of the, not right this second, but go reorganize all the movies and all that kind of stuff that I got. And yeah, the movies are fun. Gotta get the whole, I got the whole setup going, but now it's like there's so many movies that we have, there's like so many that are like all over the place, so it's really just taking the time to like really go through and like really organize these things, because most of them are organized, but there's a lot that are not. That's what it is. It's mixing in all the unorganized ones with the organized ones. Woo! Don't forget to go join the crew, 420crew.org. We're gonna be woo, gonna be making posts about different leagues that are going on in there. You always get updates about the live streams that are going. If it's just, you know, a normal one on YouTube or whatever, everyone's going to get access to it, just so you get so you get reminded about it. So go get over there. You could join for free. I would recommend at least signing up on the $5 plan, because then you get access to a whole lot. Once you do that, we have private group chats over there. You just got to download the Patreon app. So if you don't have the Patreon app downloaded, go do that. And yeah, we'll see you tonight. We're going to do another draft for best ball. $11 draft. If you guys want to get in, you will see the info over there at 420crew.org. Go join the crew. We'll see you guys a little later. Peace out.
Defense on me.
Not old Bill gain another yard.
You blitz all night. They cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom! Here comes the boom! Here comes the boom!